So we're reading chosen excerpts from the sources about I to my beloved and my beloved to me. We're in excerpt 7. It is written, I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. In the beginning, I am my beloved's, and afterwards, and his desire is for me. I am my beloved's is to first set up a place for him with an awakening from below, and then, and his desire is for me. Divinity is not present with the wicked. When a person comes to purify and bring himself closer to the Creator, divinity is over him. It is written about it, I am my beloved's first, and then, and his desire is for me. Since when one comes to purify, he is purified. Again, excerpt 7. It is written, I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. In the beginning, I am my beloved's, and afterwards, and his desire is for me. I am my beloved's is to first set up a place for him with an awakening from below, and then, and his desire is for me. Divinity is not present with the wicked. When a person comes to purify and bring himself closer to the Creator, divinity is over him. It is written about it, I am my beloved's first, and then, and his desire is for me. Since when one comes to purify, he is purified.
Okay, let's go on.
Excerpt number 8.
לקרבתו יתברך אשר אדם
to him who knows the mysteries, the desire in one's heart for his nearness is known, and that it might still be interrupted, since he increases his stimuli, meaning the beginnings of the coituses. For if one listens to his voice as in the Lord of your shade, one does not fall and descend due to the increasing affliction of the stimuli, since he sees and hears that the Shekhinah also suffers, as he does, by the increased longing. Thus, one's longing grows and intensifies each time until one's point in the heart is completed with complete will in a tight knot that will not crumble. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about this in the Idra, I am for my beloved, and upon me his desire. All the days I was connected to this world, I was connected to the Creator with one knot. And because of it, now, upon me, his desire. That is, until he who knows the mysteries shall testify that he shall not return to folly. Hence, he is granted the return of the hay to the vav for eternity, meaning the complete coitus and the restoration of past glory, which is the meaning of the great tkia.
שאלות? אין.
Questions. נמשיך הלאה. Okay, let's go on. קטע מספר 9.
Excerpt number 9. When one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world. And that becomes keter to the lower one, as the kli of keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything. Only this, in this manner, it is called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterward, it becomes Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal and the purest Kli. In other words, the reception of Malchut in a state of darkness subsequently becomes a Kli of Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Okay.
Yes. This is what's now clear to me, that a discernment of having nothing gladly, afterward it becomes Keter, which is a vessel bestowed in the purest Kli. What does it mean having nothing, feeling nothing, and then coming to that?
That no desire receives what it wants. But a person is above his desire. And so he's happy from this, that he's in this state. That's called that he's delighting in mercy.
So how can one be in a state of having nothing and glad? Now, this was never clear to me.
Request the Creator to do this to you.
Gladly, what kind of, what do you mean happiness, gladness?
Because he is above the will to receive, that is requesting more and more and more, and doesn't give him. And this, he specifically feels himself now closer to the Creator, and that fills him with joy.
And this leads me to be in the quality of his soul?
From here on, yes.
What's the essence of the action in the ten with all this definition? What should we do in the ten according to what he says?
That each one will raise the importance of bestowal over reception. That it's better to remain empty and not receive rather than to receive, and that reception distances us from the Creator.
So to let go of everything, in short.
Well, let's say, but in the group we do this also because I am obligated in my arvut, my mutual guarantee with the others, that I must perform this, otherwise I am bringing down everyone.
He's not on this path, he's not doing this, what should we do with him?
Look at that, what they do to him. He wants it to be such. He wants to fulfill what's for the benefit of the group. And that's for him is the most important thing. And not with respect to himself that he checks things. Rather only towards the state of the group.
Thank you.
Go on, Gilad.
Excerpt number 10. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, the posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face.
Meaning if we don't reach a state like this, that for us, the concealment or revelation, doesn't matter what. The main thing is that if by this I am performing corrections in the group, and bestowing contentment to the Creator. And that for me is what's important. That's what determines what I will do. And not, am I full? Am I empty? Do I understand or not? And so on.
It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands and he will have more contentment. If I work in a form of posterior, I agree.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Раф, вот тут непонятно. Мы с товарищами обсуждали. Лично я...
It's not clear. We talked with the friends, and I personally, I don't object them enjoying the world, both in the world to receive and at the same time be aimed at the Creator and bestowal. But according to these excerpts, it turns out that the Creator doesn't really want me to enjoy in my world to receive, but to only be aimed at Him. Why is there such a conflict? Because we're not corrected? What will be corrected?
Greater as such, you are such too. Because to enjoy within the vessels of reception, meaning on the intention to receive, that's opposite from the Creator. And in this, you are cutting yourself off from life, and you're living only in this world, which is an illusion. It just seems to us. We were as dreamers. That's the quote. That we are in some, like, foggy dream. But rather, if you do actions of the intent to bestow, you exit the framework of this world into spirituality, to a world which is eternal, whole, and you're already in truth, in a true state. Rather here, now already, like you're in a dream. Like you're going here and going there, but it's all a dream. That's how it, your life is projected. Let's go on, Gilad.
Excerpt number 11. First thing in the morning, when he rises from his sleep, he should sanctify the first moment with adhesion with him. Pour out his heart to the Creator to keep him throughout the 24 hours of the day so that no idle thought will come into his mind and he will not consider it impossible or above nature. Indeed, it is the image of nature that makes an iron partition. And one should cancel nature's partitions that he feels. Rather, first he must believe that nature's partitions do not cut off from him. Afterward, he should pray from the bottom of his heart, even for something that is above his natural desire. Understand this always, even when forms that are not of Kedusha, of holiness, traverse you, and they will instantly stop when you remember. See that you pour out your heart, that henceforth the Creator will save you from cessations of adhesion with Him. Gradually, your heart will grow accustomed to the Creator and will yearn to adhere to Him in truth. And the Lord's desire will succeed by you.
Latin 4.
Gracias, querido Rav.
Thank you, dear Rav. I wanted to ask about the previous excerpt. Rav, there's always going to be concealment and then revelation of the face and then concealment again. It might tend someone will always be crying, someone else will be laughing.
Of course, we are tied to one another and we help one another. And thus, even though you don't aim for a correction of the world, but you are in this entire system. And such as much as you advance all of reality. That's it. That's one thing. Second matter is, we activate ourselves. We make an effort to do such in the 10. The 10 is the smallest igul, smallest circle that can be in reality. And when we are made many such circles, that from many of these circles we want to expand, and then from this many circles we want to make into one, as if one circle. We remain in the tens, and we expand ourselves into larger circles. And this we have seemingly a return to the world that was before the restrictions and the lines, into the world of truth. As much as in this, we are closer to the Creator, because the Creator is what is outside the circles. And such we correct ourselves.
Bulgaria 1.
Рав, какво ни показва Твореца, ако се чувстваме удобно в дадено състояние?
What does the Creator want to show us? If we feel comfortable in a certain state, if we agree to stay in it.
Yes, that's what the Creator wants. That we'll feel comfortable, good, and nice in each and every world, in each and every state, because every state comes from Him. Yes.
בסדר. Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Спасибо. Что означает слиться с Творцом по-настоящему?
Непонятно вот это. What does it mean to be adhered to the Creator in truth? It's not clear. Not just to be in adherence with Him, but in truth.
If I connect with the friends truly in one heart, and there is no restrictions on everything we check between us, that it's still between us. There is no limitations in the connection between us. And then we attain the Creator in the whole manner. That's it.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking from the 10, what is an idle thought?
About oneself. All thoughts about others, good thoughts, I mean, they are mitzvah, commandment. All thoughts about oneself, that is a sin. A transgression.
PT3.
That the first action one should do is to pour out his heart to the Creator, to guard him, etc. So, but we are saying that the prayer should be scrutinized and common and over.
First of all, pour all that's in your heart.
But that's about myself, only about myself.
So from that, understand where you are. That's also necessary. It will be clear to you then that you're thinking only about yourself. And with that, you get up. But don't despair. From this moment, begin to ask of the Creator to help you, to disconnect you from these thoughts about yourself. Otherwise, how are you going to ask Him to save you, for help?
Meaning the order of actions is first to ask about myself, and there I start the scrutiny and the work.
Without you checking yourself, who you are today, right now, how are you going to reach the start of your work? Питер.
Да, Раф, подскажите, а сейчас после конгресса свободное время...
Yes, Raf. Tell us, please. Now, after the Congress, what should we try to do in our free time or in the tens meeting? Today's lesson or what we went through in the Congress?
I think morning lesson, what we are learning. That we need to learn on a daily basis, as much as possible between you, to talk about it a bit, as much as possible. And what we have gone through in the Congress is once in a while to go over it. Although we will repeat it, This is material that will guide us all the time, accompany us all the time. I am obligated to say goodbye to you, wish you all the best, and we will meet with you when? How?
So today at 10 o'clock until 10:30 a.m. we have a conversation with Rav Lightman and Semyon Vinoku, and 10:30 until 11:15 a conversation of Rav with Oren Levy, and we'll move on to a song.
So we